You have entered a lot of our lives, and really the zeitgeist of baseball, with the help of Ellie De La Cruz. It's a lot of people out there were like, wait a minute, that call was awesome. Who's that guy? I imagine you're familiar with that phenomenon at this point.
Ellie is a wunderkind on many levels, and he is truly electric. And I am delighted that I get to watch him and talk about him on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, the whole team is so fun, but let's go ahead and start. We're going to start with a call just because it's so wonderful and electric. This is him hitting for the cycle last June.
This Reds team is going to have a lot of scoring opportunities.
De La Cruz, right center. Down base hit. Could he go three? Indy around third. Indy scores. It's a cycle. This rookie in 2 weeks of the big leagues posts the first cycle for a Red since 1989. Ellie Mania.
John, the unhinged nature of that, do you feel out of control? Because it sounds and feels to the viewer perfectly out of control and delirious. How in control do you feel as it's happening?
I feel like I try to match moments, and that night in particular, I mean, that was the crescendo, but that was the last game in what turned out to be a 12-game win streak. It came as the barometer against the Braves, who I thought were the measuring stick for are they a legit team. It was the night that punctuated the turnaround, the feel within the city of Cincinnati for that team. You know, earlier that same season, they had the worst 3-game draw attendance-wise in the 20-year history of the ballpark. And that series, starting with that series opening game, they had the best 3-game draw of any series in the 20-year history of the ballpark. Wow. And the whole stadium was just electric. Joey Votto homered twice in that game. That becomes an afterthought. They're wearing the all-black City Connect unis. And Ellie did something that no Red had done in forever, something that in our booth was regularly talked about. In fact, when I first got hired, my first long conversation with our outstanding stats man, Joel Lucka, who's written 2 books about the Reds, is a lifelong Reds fan, has his own proprietary database that is the source of most first-time since or first-time ever Reds-specific franchise lore. The PR staff really leans on him. He puts it out there, then they verify it with Elias, but he's the one who discovers all this stuff. He told me in our first ever chat, John, just so you know, every time someone is one hit shy, I'm going to bring this up because it's been forever. And then the synergy hits another level when you realize that Ellie is wearing 44, which is what Eric Davis wore, the last Red to do it. And ED has been arguably the main mentor of Ellie De La Cruz. This is very twitchy, tall, long, athletic player. Like, all of it just kind of comes together. And there is some crazy to the call. And I think because, like, so much of it fits that, and that's somewhat the energy of the team that was personified by Ellie, particularly in those first 3 weeks in the big leagues.
Well, there's a beautiful lesson there for broadcasters, isn't it? All that context that you just offered is feeds the excitement. It's not false. You're thinking of all those details as you're like, oh my God, can you believe this moment is happening, right?
Also, it was predicted within that booth that night. After he had his second hit, we all started looking at each other. It was me, our stats guy, Joel, Hall of Famer Barry Larkin. Is this the night? Like, we knew he was built. If there was any Red that was going to do it, and GABP is a very difficult park to triple in. It's so tiny. He was the guy. And as soon as that ball goes to the gap, we're like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening. Like, we saw this happening, and it's really happening.
All right, one more Ellie, as we're kicking off the conversation here with John Sadak. This is after he steals second and he steals third, and there's really only one thing left to do.
He takes off again. Pitch down and in. Fame throw. There's no chance. Well, two steals.
De La Cruz had already looked a couple of times at Brian Anderson, knowing that if he got a jump.
He's going home. The throw. He stole home.
I mean, just wonderful. And I could play more. I could play that ball had a family on his first home run. But is there a temptation to try and top a moment or top yourself? Do you think about the season in full or Ellie highlights in full, or is it too much to let yourself go there in the midst of the moment?
No, it's really within the confine of each moment. I try to match it. And that one in particular, I saw he never spoke to the third base coach ever. Like, he never, like, gave a high five. I knew you could read his body language. He was sizing him up. And so my partner, Jeff Brantley, the cowboy, goes into his reaction. And while he's doing that, I am pointing at third base furiously and repeatedly, like, he's going to go. Do you see what he's doing? Because when he first came up, some of the things that I had envisioned was he's going to hit for the cycle. He's going to steal home. And I still think he's going to have multiple inside the park home runs. That hasn't happened yet. That's going to happen. And he's a video game character. I mean, he is so outrageously athletic and instinctive. And those two things combined, along with that, he has a flair for the dramatic. He refers to himself as electricidad, as pure electricity. He loves it. And his reaction of his teammates was just so stellar. But that was part of it in that moment there. And I think each moment is its own living entity. And I try to just match whatever that moment is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tell me a moment with the Reds that you loved in the booth that we should go and pull and listen to. First thing that comes to your mind that you're comfortable with everyone hearing, and we'll go find it and get to play it. Some moment that feels great in retrospect.
My instinctual first moment is the Ellie De La Cruz cycle performance. That's the one. I was up until 4 or 5 in the morning. I it was such an emotional high to be involved in that kind of a setting. And I spoke to so many Reds fans that have been going to games for decades, and they had said that was the most electric night they had ever had at the ballpark. Even more than the home run to punch the divisional ticket to go to the playoffs a decade earlier. I think that was a transformative, incredibly fun moment. One of the others that leaps to mind is Will Benson's walk-off homer against the Dodgers, which was his first ever home run. And we were very aware of that fact. And I'm talking to Barry Larkin during the break before the inning. And I'm looking at who's coming up. And we look at each other and almost simultaneously say, like, Will Benson's going to hit a walk-off homer. Like, we just knew it. And then he did it.
He is not yet homered in the big leagues.
Swung to right! Benson's first home run is a walk-off winner!
John, oh my goodness, there is some specialness happening here with this ball club, and everyone is partaking in the party.
And his reaction to it. I mean, he just starts trash talking in like the best way possible, right to his teammates, not to the opponent, but he just starts tilting his head and throwing the bat and the drama of it. And he felt great for him because he's such a great young man. He's super smart. He obviously had always had the tools when he was with Cleveland, but now he's being given this opportunity and he is just running with it. And the joy from his teammates, I also think of Spencer Steer's walk-off off the front lip of the upper deck against the Padres in extra innings. The team had this knack for winning games in spectacular comeback, often walk-off fashion.
Spencer Steer, who has singled once, walked twice, he has also struck out. That is caught! Left center! Reds win! Off the front of the upper deck! The Rally Reds do it again! A thriller in 11-7-5!
The Ricky Karcher game against the Royals. Young man who had outstanding stuff, but the command was inconsistent. And I'm with Cowboy that night. I believe his call is, as the game ends, is, "I need a drink." And Ricky's interview after the game with Jim Day, where for some reason they've never done this, they left our mics up. And we did not know it. And we're like laughing in the background because the theater of it was just spectacular. And it just felt so on script with how that team had been playing. I mean, there are many awesome moments from that 2023 Reds season.
Yeah, it's a great season, and you just gave us some awesome ones. And I have no doubt that my producer, Ryan Porth, lifelong Cincinnati Reds fan, is probably going to find a way to weave a highlight from every single one of those examples in. Ryan, I mean, that's going to happen, Ryan. I know, and that's okay.
Yes, it will.
Is John Sadak helping you enjoy this very fun Reds team? Ryan, I have to assume that he is.
Absolutely. I mean, all the calls, especially the ones we played earlier with Ellie De La Cruz, like that kind of embodied what the fans were feeling in those moments. Like, oh my gosh, he just hit a cycle. Like that's the exact feeling that I felt from John in that moment. I remember sitting on the couch with my brother watching the Brewers game when Ellie stole third and home, and we were just jumping up and down for joy. And that's the feeling that I got from John through the speaker. So yes, very much so. Very much.
Good.
Thank you. That's very good.
I mean, that's the real deal when you actually can connect with the fans specifically and they feel like you're embodying their experience, right? I mean, that's got to be as close to sort of personal gratification as it comes in the biz.
Yeah. It's one of the coolest moments that we get to enjoy. They celebrate Reds Fest on a just about annual basis. And they get about 20,000 people to the convention center downtown. Almost every current player goes. They have a huge main stage and they have another dozen side stages and closed off rooms that are decorated beautifully for long form Q&A. I host like game shows, cooking shows, Family Feud style shows. Not just me. It's our entire broadcast crew. And then part of it is we have a small booth that's just for the broadcasters where we just do a meet and greet with fans. It's about 45 minutes for each of us. And to hear their stories about how our work just kind of is part of their lives, you know, because I grew up a sports fan. It was a huge part of my life. You know, I'm telling stories about Scooter making jokes about, you know, the sandwich that he had. Like that's part of my childhood. And, yeah. And it's part of my adult life. And so, yeah, it's a tremendous honor that we get to be in those chairs and wear those headsets for whatever temporary time we're afforded. We're just holding the seat warm for whoever the next person is.